I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah just got a C- in an annual report ranking the state of women and employment, but one local researcher says it's a glimmer of hope. Dr. Susan Madsen of the Utah Women in Leadership Project says Utah used to get Fs in this report. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, the CDC has found there's a likely association between heart inflammation and the COVID vaccines, the mRNA COVID vaccines. The agency says it's especially seen it in young adults, but there's still a clear benefit to getting a shot. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We had an earlier accident, 5600 West, 2700 South. It's in the cleanup stages, but we do have heavy traffic both directions on 5600 West between I-80 and 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Not quite as hot today, up to 96. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
92 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Vice President Harris and Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas will travel to El Paso, Texas on Friday. Former President Trump will visit the border next week.
Our view is that the Vice President making a trip to the border with the Secretary of Homeland Security to assess and take a look at progress that's been made is going to prevent or change what the former President of the United States says when he goes to the border.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. An independent CDC advisory panel says there are more than 320 confirmed cases of a rare but serious heart inflammation condition in younger adults and adolescents who'd recently gotten COVID-19 vaccines. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. President Biden has announced plans to free up COVID money for gun control and also crack down on gun dealers, rogue gun dealers. His answer to a surge in gun violence all over the country. ABC News correspondent Alex Stone is joining us live. Alex, another problem is that police departments are decimated. They're struggling to keep up with these violent criminals.
Yeah, very much so. This is really a problem everywhere right now, and just about every major city is seeing its murder and other violent crime numbers skyrocket. And there's a debate, a lot of debate within criminal justice and police departments of why is this happening? The crime rates go up and down, and they always have, but why right now? And there's a real belief among many in the police world that this is a result of the cuts that were made last year of the defund the police, of the Black Lives Matter movement, and also economic issues of cities not getting as much tax revenue and then not filling jobs as police would retire. Add on to that, more liberal DAs in some areas, some big cities like L.A. and in San Francisco and elsewhere having an impact on some of this. And others are saying, no, that this is a result of coming out of the pandemic, that there is a pent-up something there that's going on right now. Interesting, though, last night in New York.
New York City said our first choice is Eric Adams.
Yeah! In the mayoral primary, voters, they seem to be siding with an ex-cop, a former captain with the NYPD, who is a Democrat, but his whole platform is on vowing to stop this violence, to get hard on crime and to jump in there. And he says that he believes it can be done in a way the community can accept it.
Yes, I'm a big believer in police reform, but I also believe in public safety. You could have reform and safety together. You can't have a one-sided conversation.
But in Chicago, Jeff, over 50 people were shot last weekend alone. They're dealing with that almost every weekend in L.A. Shooting victim numbers are up 50%, looking at around 27 shot every week in L.A. right now. The chief in L.A. saying more boots are on the ground. They're struggling to keep up. They are making headway, but by all accounts, this looks like, and again, the reason being debated, but a really long, hot, bloody summer that we're going into right now. And nobody has a good answer of what to do now to stop this from happening, what we're seeing unfold.
Well, at least we're starting to hear about solutions. Thank you, ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. KSL News Time 349. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. And we turn it over to Ricky Meese.
We are starting to see traffic filling in and getting heavy. Southbound I-15 with slower speeds stretching between 5300 and 90th South. After that, you still may see spots of busy traffic, but better speeds from there all the way around the point of the mountain and through Utah County. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are still in good shape. No accidents, no delays. Steve?
Pretty good speeds from downtown Salt Lake City right now. A little bit slow there at 23rd North up to the North Interchange, but after that, good travel times into Davis County. Slowdowns there at the Layton Hills Mall all the way up into Roy. More slowdowns farther up at 21st Street in Ogden into Marriott Slaterville. And we still have that crash in Ogden, northbound Wall Avenue at 33rd Street. Right lane closed. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the Nines, your 7-day forecast. And here's Grant Wayman.
A few more clouds this afternoon. High temperatures not quite as hot as yesterday. We'll keep it in the mid-90s. Tomorrow, upper 80s. That's going to be it. More clouds, maybe even some rain showers and thunderstorms. And then we're the same on Friday. More cloud cover, not as hot. 89. Showers, thunderstorms possible, mainly in the afternoon. Clears out and warms up for the weekend, though. Back up to 93 on Saturday with more sunshine. Sunny and 95 on Sunday. And then even hotter next week, near 100 both Monday and Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Well, this is what passes for cool. It's 92 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you want to get with me, better make it fast.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
We're chatting with Melissa from Sound Sleep Medical. CPAP machines, water, power, and a time of crisis. Talk to me.
Yeah, you know, when we're all thinking a little bit more about preparedness right now, if you're a CPAP user, you know you need access to distilled water and electricity. What if you don't have access to that? What we do, an oral appliance, can act as a backup to your CPAP machine.
So, Melissa, tell me about sleep and immunity.
Not getting quality sleep or enough sleep makes you more likely to get sick after being exposed to a virus. And also, lack of sleep can also affect how quickly you recover. So sleep is really important to your immunity system.
So the initial consultation is free and private, yes?
Yes, private. You will likely be the only one at the office at the time. And we're taking extra precautions to make sure everybody's safe.
Call Sound Sleep Medical for your free private consultation. 801-716-8672.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST for our $55 drain cleaning special will stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of threatening calls from telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. These calls are not from us. Hang up and report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
You may not have heard the term fiduciary, but if you're working with a financial professional, it's important to know what a fiduciary means. A fiduciary, per license, has the duty to put the client's best interest first. In other words, your interests over our own. My name is Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and as a fiduciary, we must choose the best investment product available and have reasonable basis for that advice. Most financial professionals are simply paid a commission for selling you a product. Trajan Wealth is fee only, which means we're paid a low, flat fee, and that gives us incentive to grow your portfolio because our interests are aligned. If you're working with someone who is more interested in selling you a product or seems more interested in making a quick commission, then call me, Jeff Jr., and our team of fiduciaries at Trajan Wealth. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
We're watching Utah's Money, the next trend in fashion, gender-neutral clothing. Many fashion brands, let's see, PacSun, Abercrombie, and Saks OFF 5TH, are designing and releasing gender-neutral lines. KSL Drive's online car retailer Carvana is doing great on Wall Street, up more than 145% over the past year. But J.P. Morgan thinks the company needs to slow down, and they're downgrading the stock. Investors didn't care. Shares of Carvana jumped more than 0.5% today. Billionaire Warren Buffett is leaving the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He doesn't give a reason, but says he's stepping away from all corporate boards other than Berkshire Hathaway. Wall Street today, a mixed market. The Dow dropped 71 points. The S&P lost 4, and the NASDAQ gained 18 points. KSL News Time 355. The Pope had a superhero guest drop by at the Vatican.
It's not every day that Spider-Man follows a papal audience, not to mention from the VIP section. But there he was, dressed in his comic book skin-tight red, black, and blue outfit beside a priest. The man behind the mask is Northern Italian Mattia Villardita. The Pope thanked the 27-year-old after for his work of dressing up in superhero costumes and visiting sick kids in hospitals. Last year, the Italian was given one of Italy's highest awards by President Sergio Mattarella for his work with the sick children. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.